This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Hurricane Katrina is coming ashore along the Gulf Coast this morning. The storm has been downgraded slightly to a Category 4 hurricane. That still means their top wind gusts measured at 155 miles per hour. More than 1 million people fled the approaching storm, which threatens to swamp New Orleans. A hurricane warning is in place this morning from Morgan City, Louisiana, all the way east to the Alabama-Florida line. Joining us now from New Orleans is NPR's Greg Allen. And Greg, you're right in the path of the storm. Where are you and what are you seeing?
Well, Steve, we're right down at the Mississippi River, at right where the French Quarter meets the Mississippi, in a high-rise hotel. Looking out right now, it's still very dark, but we've got sheets of rain blowing past the window, huge gusts starting to indicate to us that the hurricane is starting to make its presence felt here in New Orleans.
And you have been there watching as everyone around you has fled. The authorities ordered a mandatory evacuation. How did it go?
Well, actually, authorities say they're pleased that it went better than last year's evacuation for Ivan and others in the past. They reversed the traffic flow on some of the outbound interstate lanes. And that said, of course, this was a very lengthy and tough evacuation for many people. In fact, there's been 3 deaths reported of some elderly people who were taken on a bus to Baton Rouge, and authorities there believe that they might have passed from dehydration. So it's already taken a toll, but the evacuation seems to be largely complete. Mayor Ray Nagin says he thinks that as many as 80% of the city residents have evacuated New Orleans.
Greg, I understand that hotels like the one that you're in are full up. Is the building that you're in, the high-rise building that you're in, hurricane-proof?
The people who run the hotel say they believe it can withstand winds up to 150 miles per hour. It's built to do that. When there's been forecasts this hurricane could be as Category 5, which would actually place the wind speed above that, which can be a concern to people here. But they're very well prepared. They've been through this many times before. It's filled with local residents, many who come here who are here with their dogs and who want to stay close to their home. Some elderly people are here as well, and they weren't able to basically do the full 8-hour evacuations taken to get out of the area. So it's quite a lively place here.
And, of course, some people who weren't able to get a hotel room have gone to the Louisiana Superdome that's housing many of the city's poorest people, thousands of people. I want to play a piece of tape here. This is a woman named Terry Davis who evacuated her home in Carrollton, Louisiana, along with her fiancé and 5 children.
I have never been through nothing like this before, and I'm from New Orleans. Let me tell you, I'm grateful to be here because I didn't want to stay home. I was afraid. I feel safe right now.
Greg Allen, you were at the Superdome last night. What was it like?
Well, it's quite a scene down there, too, as you can imagine, Steve. The city is largely deserted, but then you get to the Superdome, and there's still lots of people around. People were coming and going last night. People who are there are in for a tough haul because they'll be out of the shelter, out of the rain. They can get up on the, high up in the stadium if the waters start to rise, and that's a good thing. But there's not a lot of comfort there, and people who have gone to the Superdome are basically people without the resources to get out of the city or to find a more comfortable place like a hotel. In fact, at one point late last evening, there was even a little bit of a melee down there. That might be putting it a little strongly, but some hard feelings when they started to distribute water and things didn't go as smoothly as authorities wished.
Now, Greg Allen, remind us as this hurricane approaches, remind us briefly of the geography in this area. How much of this city is vulnerable, or is the answer to that question all of it?
Well, I think that's right, Steve. Most of the city is well below sea level. It's surrounded by an extensive levee system, levees to the south, which is where the Mississippi River, where the Gulf is, and even more concerned, there's levees to the north of the city where Lake Pontchartrain is. The levees to the south, authorities believe, will do a good job of holding the Gulf waters out. The greater concern is that a storm surge could really pile water into Lake Pontchartrain, which would then flood from the north and could just fill the entire a bowl of which New Orleans is with water. And if that happens, then it could take some days to get all the water out of New Orleans again.
Greg, thanks very much.
Sure, Steve.
And we'll continue listening for your reports. NPR's Greg Allen is in New Orleans, Louisiana this morning.